This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, so let's just pretend that a year ago, the Texans, they're having a discussion about Will Anderson, C.J. Stroud, and they don't do what they did. Let's say that for whatever reason, they look at C.J. Stroud and they say, okay, we like this kid, but D'Amico Ryans is a defensive coach. We love Will Anderson. He's the top guy on our board. So we're going to select Will Anderson, number two overall.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
We're also not going to make the trade up to three. And as a result, the Tennessee Titans trade up to three, and the Tennessee Titans take C.J. Stroud.
Ooh.
Now, the Texans would have had the number 12 overall pick. Do you think if the Texans go to 12, do you think that the Texans end up taking Will Levis? Or do you think that they go the wide receiver route or something like that? Do you think that there's any scenario where they take Will Levis at 12?
Now, you know.
And we have a quarterback swap.
You know you're asking the right guy here.
I know I'm asking the right guy because you came in like the guy at the barber shop saying that the Texans were going to take C.J. last year.
My person, I'm going to put this. It was C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
There was no
but
one
if it
else,
wasn't C.J.,
there
who
was no
it?
One else close
okay.
at the quarterback position.
Okay.
So I can't tell you just powers of deduction, I would say receiver, only because – I can tell you it was C.J. Stroud all along.
Well, the other question is this.
And like, no one else close.
Let's say they don't take C.J., and then let's say at 12 they're taking Jackson Smith and Jigba or
there
something
you go.
Like that.
That's a good one.
Do they take Will Levis at 33 when he ended
now
up going?
Now, that might have happened.
Like, could they have talked themselves into it? Because that's the funniest thing about the Tennessee Titans right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter because you can luck into stuff. Hell, Tom Brady was a six-round pick. You hear that all the time. But
I hadn't heard.
But you – the Tennessee Titans did not think Will Levis was a franchise quarterback, or they would have taken him at 12.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be serious. They would have taken him at 12 if they thought that. Now, they might have seen him fall into the second round. Then they traded up with the Arizona Cardinals. They said, okay, at this point, it's worth the risk. But they did not see him as a franchise quarterback. And maybe that would have been the same case with the Texans had they not taken C.J. Number two overall.
I think you could argue that if that had happened and they did not get C.J. Stroud, they might have run back a Case Keenum type and focused on this and focused on this year.
Okay, well then
you know what I mean?
Let's get to this
because
year.
I can tell you they weren't going to get Bryce Young.
Yeah.
They didn't get Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
They would not have gotten C.J. Stroud, and they were not high on Will Levis.
Okay.
So I could see where they would have said, Case, let's go. Okay. Or Davis Mills, let's go. Bring in Njigba, start the culture. D'Amico does his stuff. Maybe they win seven games, and this would have been the year.
All right, well, then let's just stay in this fantasy land, and let's say this would be the year. You wouldn't have traded your number one pick, so you would have two first-round picks in the 20s. Are we talking about the Texans trading up for J.J. McCarthy or something like that? Like, is that where we're at? I mean, are we talking about Michael Penix? Like, where this doesn't seem like a
fun
thing
to do.
What would we be saying?
J.J. McCarthy is a Nick Caserio kind of kid.
All right, would we be saying, man, they should have traded for Justin Fields or Russell Wilson?
God almighty.
Or sign Kirk Cousins. 50 million.
Hey, he knows the system.
He does know the system.
He knows how to make
good
money.
Lord, might have been I'm glad caught, we're not in that
might
business.
Might have been got caught with tampering or something.
I am so glad we're not in that business. Who would you have liked in this draft?
Me? Like,
you know mine.
Does Caleb Williams count?
Well, yeah, can you trade to number one with two first
probably
rounders?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, not. I mean, they. They seem to want that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would say, you know me, Jaden Daniels. You know, that would be my guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been really interesting. Yeah, interesting development going on. Right.
What's going on over there?
Somebody took some dude's cart.
Some dude, that's Charles Haley.
That's Charles Haley?
Uh-oh.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, someone took Charles
Haley's he's going to kill
somebody. Somebody record it.
I'm on it right now.
Record it. I want to see.
Look, they all cleared the path. And
the guy gave him his cart.
Why does Charles Haley look 87 years
old? He took my cart.
Yeah.
That's Charles Haley?
No, here he goes. He's good. All right. I just put it on my
Instagram. Of course you're going to give him your cart. Hey, they took my cart.
I was about to tell y'all to shut the hell up so I can listen.
Are you kidding me, bro? I mean, it was right in front of us. He was walking down the street.
It was clear as day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you heard him yelling. Yeah, I just kind of was like, okay, this might not go well. He's good.
It was not going to go well. He was hot. Old 87-year-old Charles Haley was hot.
Dude, he used to slap his
Wayne I've
on
heard that
teammates.
Story.
And he's the one who notoriously peed in someone's car.
I've heard he did more than that. I can tell you, man. Those days were wild, man. Who does that, by the way? What he was alleged to have done that several people told me he did.
Someone who knows that no one will do a damn thing to you because you're that much of a badass and you just want everyone to know that you're that much of a badass.
So you do that in the locker room in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it probably,
doesn't anybody knock anymore?
Probably not a card I would take.
Yeah. No.
For sure. No doubt.
I'm just glad we're not in
Piggy
that.
Piggy was laughing. Piggy was like what's going on here?
Yeah, I was about to cut y'all off.
They took my cart.
You wouldn't believe me if I told you, my friend.
Don't take Charles Haley's cart. Note
give
to
him
self.
His cart back, man.
Note to self, man.
I don't even know what's going on, but give the man his cart back.
Everyone was looking. The ladies
everyone
were like,
was afraid.
They're like, wait, what?
Everyone
here's
was,
mine. Take
everyone
mine.
Was frightened.
Here you go, sir. Went in there.
You can have two cards. I don't care.
And he didn't look like he was walking very comfortably either. So
he looked
more angry.
I mean, obviously for obvious reasons. Yeah. He's been through the mill a little bit, but he was barely getting along.
Took my cart.
But he would have been
Took
good
my
once.
Cart.
He would have been good once as he ever was.
Oh yeah, for sure. Nobody wanted that smoke.
Yeah.
To say the very least, we're out here at the Brothers in Arms, fourth annual Brothers in Arms golf tournament, the NFL draft. Begins tomorrow. We got some news in the NFL. I don't even want to attempt to localize this. I think some people might. But I see that the Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown have agreed on a four-year extension worth more than $120 million.
Yeah, big deal. Okay.
He's the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL now, he being Amon-Ra St. Brown. Well-deserved, badass, large body of work. We're not going to get to a situation where people are trying to compare this to Nico Collins, right? Is that where we're going with this?
You're ridiculous. Get out of here.
Haven't we already done that?
Well, there was a number thrown out where Sean was saying that he would do, I think, 25, 3 years, 25, mm-hmm. 4 years, 100 or something for Nico.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any scenario where Nico Collins plays his way into, like, above Devontae Smith money or into Amon-Ra St. Brown money?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
No, I think there is. Because,
no way.
Well, let me explain. I don't think he's that. And you and I both are in agreement on this. I never would have wanted to give him a contract this year because I want to see him do it again next year. But your question is there a scenario in which he could get that kind of money? Absolutely there is. If he has another great year like last year, you don't think the market is going to dictate that?
I mean, that would be two good years, but we've seen Amon-Ra St. Brown do it for a few years, and we've seen Devontae Smith do it for a few years. I just don't like with what's around him, and the fact that he can't stay healthy. That was the other thing.
But
I
what
heard.
I'm saying is, if he does it, you said, is there a scenario?
Yeah.
If the scenario is if he repeats this year what he did last year, I don't.
Then he's what, Devontae Smith?
no, I don't know. I wouldn't compare him to Devontae Smith. I wouldn't compare him to Amon-Ra St. Brown. But your question is where he gets that kind of money.
Maybe
the
I'm
answer
just,
is yes.
I'm not as high on Nico as ever. I like Nico Collins. I think in certain situations, Nico Collins can be the number one guy. I like what he's built of. But, like, we see teams trying to avoid paying wide receivers big money.
Right.
And to me, the appeal of Nico Collins right now is that you have more depth and sometimes you can count on him to be the guy. Sometimes you can't. If we start paying him like a number one receiver, I feel like you're almost like essentially overpaying. If we're talking about getting in Amon-Ra St. Brown territory.
Yeah, I think you're right. You would be overpaying him, in my opinion, is too. But the question is, would the market dictate that him to get paid that much? The answer is absolutely yes.
If Nico Collins comes up to you right now and you're Nick Caserio and he says, I would like to be paid like Amon-Ra St. Brown, what are you saying to him?
No, thank you. Not right now. But again, he has another year like last year. That's the going rate. That's absolutely the going rate.
Texans, prepare for the draft. Nick Caserio is going to speak on the process. And speaking of processes, what are we doing with the Astros? Are you kidding me, Coach? Are you kidding me, Skip? What in the hell is going on next?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.